Jean-Marie from Sweetest Friend, and she should be school for everyone in Rajiv and Mishmas. Now it's Esther Master Shmuel. This kind of breath of Yom Rasa, the kind of Lesser Meir Zev, Rabbi Yosef Tzvi, Ben Marisa and Miriam, the Yotze Chalatz of the Gemara Meseches Gittin, and Daf. This Vav on the day says, "Boy, Ilfa, Ilfa asked, Yoda, Yoda, Yodayim Teres Lachatzoyim, Oyim Teres Lachatzoyim. Are hands purified by half measures? Are they not purified by half measures? They want to know what we're talking about. If we're talking about two people washing from one cup containing a little Orvius, it's Beseder Gomer. We see in the Mishnah in the beginning of Yodayim, Mirvius, not Yodayim Lecha, Filushnaim, two people can wash from a Orvius of water. That's not the Shaila if two people can wash together. Maybe you offer the query concerns where a person washes each hand separately. So again, we don't have a Shaila because it says not that you can wash one hand with Natilas Yadayim, and the other hand you immerse it in the stream. So you can see that that's Peseder to wash each hand individually. So maybe you offer the query is about the person washes half of each hand separately. In other words, no, it can't be that because that doesn't work. Amri de Bei Rabiana, hands aren't purified by half measures. So we're talking about Igamashke Teifeach, where the liquid on the part of the hand washed first is sufficient to moisten whatever touches it. So in other words, it was a little bit moist when he washed part of the hand, it was a little moist, and then he washed the other part of the hand. So the Gemara says, so what? It's a little moist. And as a Mishaneh, we learn in the Mishnah, that nitzok, a stream of liquid, katafra, a current running down a steep slope, mashke tofech, a liquid sufficient to moisten, is not a chibur, is not considered a connection between the two liquids. Lo l'tumah v'lo l'tahara, in other words, liquid poured from a vessel, that is from a kli that's tar, into a kli that's tameh. So the fact that there's a flow doesn't create a chibur. To allow the liquid in the tummy vessel to contaminate the liquid in the tar vessel, and the same thing with a current running down a steep slope. Although there are two pools of liquid, one on top, one on bottom, so even though they're connected by the downward flowing current, the lower pool doesn't contaminate the upper one. And in the third case, you have this long trough containing two pools of liquid, one tummy, one tahar. One pool rests at either end of the trough, and the center of the trough is damp, to the degree that it moistens anything touching it. So although the moist center abuts both pools of liquid and physically connects them, the halacha doesn't regard the dampness as a connector that allows the tummy pool to mitame the tar pool. So this moisture doesn't connect. So similarly, this degree of dampness doesn't join the two washings of the hand. It's like it doesn't connect, it also doesn't join the two washings of the hand. The Ilfa couldn't have been talking about this case of Tofeach because it's Pashat that it's no good. And the Gemara says, no. We need to know Tofeach, the Lotzricha Dika Tofeach Latpiach. That it's the part of the hand washed first is so moist that anything touching it is able to moisten something else. So one part of the hand is very, very damp when you're washing the other part of the hand. It's not just tefech, it's tefech amanasat piach. And in Rashi's Vayter, we didn't explain before when it says v'lo l'tar, that's nitzo, katafris, and mashke tofeach don't produce tar. In other words, if you have two mikvos, either of them have 40 saw, so these nitzo, katafris, and mashke tofeach don't connect the two to make tar. Make 40 sa. Abopanim, now the Gemara says, what do you mean? We're talking about Ika to Tofeach Latzpiach. Why is that a Shaila? Tofeach Latzpiach Chibur. So it does connect. So just like it connects in matters of tum and tara, it's also going to connect when it comes to it's also going to connect when it comes to washing two parts of the hands, two washings of the hands. So it's as if it's being washed at once. So it can communicate tuma and it can reduce tahara if it's tofeach latz piach, if it's that moist. Ofer couldn't have been unsure of that either. So the Gemara says no. Filmin voice. Maybe the connection of which the Raisa speaks concerns only the matters of completing the minimum value of water for valid mikvahs. In a different sense, Rabbi Yehuda he disnan mikvah sheish bo arba'im That's, you learn a Mishnah that if a mikvah contains exactly 40 sa, and one guy's tovel and he comes and goes out, so now there's less than 40 in there. So he's tar and the second guy's tummy. Rita says no. If the legs of the first guy are still touching the water when the second person immerses himself, the second guy is also tar. Why? Because we say good achis, that the water goes down. So when the Braisa says, Tofech latpiach as a chibur, Rashi explains, Rashi's Lenin Mikvaos, Ka'amar, Rabbi Yehuda Mishim Good Achis. It's talking about Mikvaos when it's Tofech Hamas Latpiach, and it's because of Good Achis. Nilini Natila, Nibayanim Havi Natila Kitikun Lechatzayin Olah. When it comes to Natila, we still have our Shaila. Is it Natila Kitikuna when it's Lechatzayin? Ve'en riyas chibur mikvos ra'yas chibur mikvos ra'ya lakam. Ve'anan lad mishum chibur mikvos. The connecting of the mikvos, that ra'ya is not a ra'ya. Because this has nothing to do with chibur. In other words, washing half a hand and then it being tofech hamanas latpiach has nothing to do with connecting mikvos. Connecting to mikvos when it's tofech hamanas latpiach. This is a very difficult Rashi, which hopefully we'll get to. Just to understand Pashup Shad and Rashi, what Rashi wants, and how Rashi's Mr. there with the sugya. But Al-Kopanim, the Gemara concludes that Elpha's inquiry is about a case where one half of the hand was washed. When the second half of the hand was washed, the first hand was tefach latpiach. And Elpha wants to know if it connects. And you can't bring me a raya from chibur mikvos because that's not, this isn't a chibur b'chlam. Ad kan midivrei hagemara. So the Rambam in the 11th parak of Mikvos in Halacha Zayin writes that if a person washes part of his hands And then he washes the rest. His hand remains tameh. And if it's tofech hamenas latpiach, it's tahar. Vis Yosef writes that the Ram says that if it's tofech hamenas latpiach, it's tahar. It's from the Gemara in Gittin that Ilfa asks, Yadayim taras lechatzayin, ain't taras lechatzayin. And the Gemara says, we're talking about a case of tofech latpiach. And the Gemara says, no, we know tofech latpiach is a chibur. And then the Gemara says, no, really, linyan mikvos. In other words, the Yinyan of Tefech and Aslat Piach is talking about Mikvos, but not about Yadayim. Rashi explains that that it says, Hanayim Tinat Tefech Lat Piach Chibur, is talking about Tum and Tara, and the Havamina is that Wadin Lenatila. And just like Tefech Lat Piach is a Chibur, that it can connect. Between, it can communicate tumor, produce taro, meaning that it connect between two bodies of water, the upper and the lower, and it communicates tumor, or if you don't have a shear of mikvah, it connects the two mikvahs, makes it tahor. So Huadin, when you have a half a hand that's washed, and you wash the other hand, it's considered that you washed it at once. And the Gemara says, no. That it says chibur is talking about mikvos. And it's Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Gurachis. This is Rashi. So the whole word of Tofech lat piach is a chibur, is talking about mikvos. And it's telling that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you say gurachis. That the guy who's standing up, you view the water in his body as if it's down in the mikvah. And therefore the other guy who's toivel is being toivel in our bayim so. When it comes to netila, there we have a shayla, if it's considered a good netila lechatzayin. Ben reyes reyes chibur mikvah raya mikan, raya lekan. And the connecting of the mikvos is not a raya because we're not talking about chibur here. We're talking about washing half the hand and washing the other half. So what does Rashi mean? It says, Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, Hagoyin Hagadol Rav Nassim Zatzal, V'kavanas Rashi, Deinu doyim netila l'mikvah, Stei shloim al didavka l'inyan mikveh. Can't compare netila l'mikvah, Davka l'inyan mikveh, Tofech l'atpech as a chibur. Because there we're talking about Shas HaTfila, V'Shas HaTfila is a chibur, Shnei Memos ha'idei Tofech ha'menas l'atpech. So V'Shas HaTfila is a shir shalom shal mikveh. By Natila, we can say that it's not enough if you have two shirim of water on his hands at the same time. You need there should be one mice in Natila. There are a lot of halachas about the mice in Natila, so here you don't have a proper mice in Natila. So that's the Gemara's teretz. The Bishleim HaMikvah, we can say, Tofech Latpiach as a chibur. Because there we require that Bishas HaTfila there should be a shir shalom of a mikvah. And since B'Shas HaTfila is a chibur between two waters, Aydei Tofech Latpiach, it's a complete mikvah and it's Tfilas Ksheira. But Netila, the Tara comes with a mice in Netila. Here we have a mice in Netila. And that the Rashi says, Omiyo Linyi Netila Mibaya Niyav Netila Kitikuna Chatzayin Ono Vein Reas Chibur Mikvah Mikvahos Raya Lekan V'danam Lav Mishum Chibur Mibaya Lan. What Rashi means is, Nedavka B'mikvah It's a Chibur Ma'alya. Since there, when he's Tovel, and the Taras Chal, is a Chibur Ma'ali with the Fe'el HaTviach, and it's a Shir Shalom, but by Netila, we're not discussing now if there's a Chibur between the two waters. We need there to be B'Shas Netila. That B'Shas Netila needs to be washing the complete hand. And he's not. Netila is not a proper Netila. What's interesting is that the difficulty here with Rashi is that the Gemara says that we're talking about gurachis. Right? It's Rashi himself says, "Lenin mikvos kamer ve'reviyudim mishum gurachis." And then Rashi turns around at the end of this Rashi and he says that Raya, Schibur, Mikvaos, Raya. There is no Chibur in the Mikvaos. According to Rashi, the way you learn in the Gemara, when in the Mikvaos, there's no Chibur if it's Tofeach HaManat Tzlat Piach. It's just talking about Chittas Rabbi Yehuda. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, you say good achis if there's his body, the guy who stands up from the mikveh, there's enough water on his body to be tofeach HaManat Tzlat Piach. But now where the Gemara is holding, there's no chibur mikvah. So what does Rashi mean when he says vein chibur mikvah raya? Vein raya is chibur mikvah raya. The Gemara is saying now we're not talking about chibur mikvah. So of course it can't be a raya because this is not true. We're not talking about chibur mikvah. Like upon where Rashi says that l'inyan netila, we have a shaila. We don't know if it's considered a proper netila, because again, you need a ma'aseh netila. You don't just need water on his hands. You need a ma'aseh netila. And this person doesn't have a proper ma'aseh netila because he poured on one and it was still moist, but then he poured on the other, but he didn't do a proper ma'aseh netila. When it comes to chibur mikvos, so you just have to connect the two waters. So the tofeach HaManat Tzlat Piach will connect the two waters. But when it comes to washing his hands, he needs a proper ma'aseh netilah, which he doesn't have. But again, the shtarekite here is that the Gemara says b'chal is no chibur mikvos. If it's tofeach HaManat Tzlat Piach, it's talking about gurachis, which is b'chal a different thing. Rashi should have just said that the guy who stands up from the mikveh that has exactly 40 so the water goes down and the nail that's one that's a complete mikveh. But that doesn't, since his body is tafech lat piach, but that doesn't tell us anything about mice in the tila. Rashi says no, you can't bring a raya from chibur mikvos. Again, we're not talking, the Gemara says not talking about chibur mikvos. The havamina that we had that netil lechatzayin would help kishul tofeach lat piach. Rashi writes for kotzal kadaitoch. To what din lenetil lechoshev command to ovid bahate hadodi. The havamina is that the same would apply to netila. That's considered as if he does it together. Netila is considered as if he does it together if it's tofeach lat piach. So maybe the piur is based on the Gemara in Chagiga with Tosis and Yates Amud Aleph. That your toivel, you have to be have kavana. If you're toivel for mice, you have to have kavana for your toivel for mice. If it's not a toivel for chulin, it doesn't work for mice. So when does he have to have the kavana? Mama says toivel machzikatz mechol mashiyutz. So this writes toivel avodenulach. As long as he's moist, as long as his body's moist, he can say that he wants the tefillah to be for mice, whatever he wants it to be for. So you see that the tefillah continues as long as his body is moist. So why don't we say the same thing about netila? Just like the tefillah continues as long as his body is moist, so too the netila continues as long as the hand is moist. And therefore it's mitzdarev because it's one mice in netila. Because as long as the hand is moist, so it's considered as if he's still in the course of washing. We can also say that's tolerated in the following chakira. Is taras and tila sidayim al yidei etzem hanatila dehanu b'mashe shofech hasamayim al yado v'kasha kein nero l'chor y'mashe ro'im v'tzichim davka shito b'koch gav v'lo sagi v'natila kolshu v'shan omar sh'atay rabba al yidei sh'mei hanatila munachim al yado. In other words, what's the... How do you get taras and tila sidayim? The etzem natila by pouring water on your hands. And that would appear from the fact that you need koch gavra. Not enough that any type of netila, it has to be that a human being pours it on you. Or we say now that tara comes, that you have main netila on your hands. And the koch gavra is a tanai. But it's not the koch of the notel that makes the tara, but the fact that the water is on your hands. If the tara comes by the etzem ma'aseh netila, You can't be mitzarif the two netilas that are lechatzayim, even though his hand is moist, part of the hand is moist, but it has a proper ma'aseh netilah. But if you say it's not the etzem ma'aseh netilah, it's mitayer, but that the water is on his hands, so we can say that when he washes the second part, if the first part is still moist, it's mitzarif, because he has the two waters on his hands, shir shalom. So again, what's mitayr according to this side is that the water is on his hands. There's just a tanai, there should be koach gavra. But koach gavra is not what's mitayr. And the meila, as long as you have the koach gavra, even if it's in two phases, that's enough, as long as his hand is still wet. It's mitztarif. And the Gemara's conclusion is that we don't know. We don't know if it's mistarif. That was Ilfa's inquiry. One hand was washed, it's tefeach latpiach, and the other hand wasn't washed. And then you wash the other half. So if you need a mice in a tila, so you don't have a proper mice, if that's what makes the tyra, but if the tire is made by the water on his hand, and the mice is just a tanai, maybe it's enough if he does half and half. We also, based on the famous Avni Nezer and Orach Chaim Tav Pei Gimel, that shechita that's done by baser mitzvah matirasu miyad veinin yana demikev and shenish chaveim avalei habaser kashar chaticha de teira shenitzich shtemeter shel baser toich hater that is shechita b'chol ragi. This is a big yisod that when it comes to shechita, you need a hater every minute. You need a new heter every minute. It's a heter nimshach. It's like it's being shechted and shechted again and shechted again. This is discussed by Rabbi Nachum Zeman, the Zera Avram, it's in Beis Osir Gimel and other places. Nasim Pirim Mesechus Chum Daf Yitzayim. So he's also in Atil Sidayim. And Atil Sidayim is a heter nimshach. Like he's being notel every second. As long as the water is on his hand, it's like being washed again and again and again. And that's maybe Pshat and Tosis that we mentioned, that as long as he's lach, he's moist, he can be machzik himself, that the tefillah should be for whatever he wants it to be. Because the heter tefillah is nimshach. It's like he's being tovel kol rega. So that's the tzad, that maybe if it's moist, maybe it's being done every second, so then it's all together. I mean, he did the first half. Now it's like it's being continuously done, and now he does the second half, and it's simultaneous with the first, because as long as the first is moist, it's like he's washing the first half. Right now with the second half, as long as the first half is moist. There's a famous Kesef Mishnah in the sixth parak of Avos Satum, Salachat Hesvav, once wrote an article about this, that the Tovel only becomes Tar when he gets out of the mikveh. Now when he's in the mikveh, so we see that the tefillah, not the tefillah that's mitar, it's the fact that he's tovel v'oimet. And that's why when he gets out of the mikveh, he's tar. Only when he gets out. Because now he's considered tovel v'oimet. So the ma'aseh tefillah already ended. So it's not the ma'aseh tefillah that's mitar, it's that he's tovel v'oimet. But you can't learn about netilas yadayim. Because by tevila, there are no dinim on the ma'isa tevila. Even if nanas v'toval, it works. Tevila, you don't need koach gavra. Berik habayis, aleph, sof shar aleph. Nasim perim ekvoz perakim, mishnah bov exam. It's not the etzim tevila, it's mitaharis el mashu tovav oime. The Asim Daraitza writes in Kalchov Dalet that what a person does, whatever a person does, that is Ratzon, the Maisa doesn't relate to him. It's like the Maisa is done by automatically by itself. If he does it without that, without Ratzon. So Nida that fell into the water, Lo'insa, the Maisa Tfila is a Messiaches to the Tovel, as if the person was Nitba Me'elav. And nevertheless, she's Tahira. So it's not the Maisa Tfila that's Matar, because the Maisa is not Messiaches to her. It doesn't matter, she doesn't need the Maisa. Hashem ki netilas yadayim, you require kol gavra. So we can say that the etzem maisa netilas mitayah, and not the fact that his hands are natal. So if that's the case, then half-half doesn't work. And in fact, the fact that netilas yadayim is a heter nimshach, is what the Eretz Tzvi writes in the tshuva in Siman Lamed Hey. I hope to get to that tshuva. Anyway, we have some kivunim l'chashiva over here in our sugya. But definitely, there's a ton more to talk about. It's not pashut at all. Pshat in Rashi. And so hopefully we will nachzor v'nishne perek zeh. And we will see niflaot, rabot, gedolot, ve'atzumot, mitorat Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.